It's crazy because I try to take another vacation and I found myself kind of like, all right, this is not where I'm supposed to be at. Mind you, on the way there, that's when I first blew up. That's when my first viral video went crazy. It's like when I was on the plane to New York. So Stop I was trying it. To work, trying to make videos. And while I was supposed to be on vacation, I was actually working the whole time I was on vacation, trying to make videos and think of stuff. And I met some cool people from Florida.
So the grind don't stop, bro.
Grind don't, yeah.
Wow.
As soon as Sonny, shout out Sonny, by the way. He produced a Big Frank song. There it is. Hit 2 million views, I think, 2 days ago.
Wow. Shout out Big Frank, man. So, yeah, going crazy, sure. Man.
So, yeah, Sonny posted a video of me dancing, and I always dance. And when I was on the plane, I seen that it got like 300,000 likes.
You ain't check my resume. I'm the best thing popping. Put me on your podcast. I'ma be the main topic. Your whole city love you. Your swag really rocking. Gotta shut up and hustle. We ain't trying to hear no talking. Nah, nah. Sir Quentin in the building. We doing this for the city. So if you need the latest new music, just get it with him. It's all love in the phone. And you know how this go. We the best of the best. We bout to bankroll. Put your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city? Tune in. So get your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city, tune in. Got them angles for them haters, they watching all the moves. Got the Midwest legends, connections, and good food. Going viral on the gram, they trying to do what we do. We can only be one, we ain't never number two. They gon' pocket watch and copy.
The best entertainment presets. Your feature presentation. What up, Milwaukee?
Yo, what's going down? It's your boy, Sir Quinn, from Best of the Best Entertainment, where we keep our eyes and our ears open for local, global, up-and-coming and established artists. Tonight, we got someone who's been grinding heavy, putting on in a major way, making waves on the East Coast and the Midwest, man. Working with names such as Big Frank, DJ Mondo, building this platform. He proved that consistency and grind go hand-in-hand, man. Y'all make some noise for my boy, Buzz.
What's happening, y'all? What's
Thanks for coming to the show, man.
What's happening? We good?
Yeah. We good?
Gotta be good all times, man.
Yo, Michael. Yeah, we good. Okay, oh, yeah, we good, man. So what's going
down, man? Man, a whole bunch of stuff, man. Just been really just working a lot. Really trying to make sure I'm making a good and positive wave in here in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Man, like you say working a lot, bro. That's a big ass understatement, man.
Bro,
boy, listen,
I've
dog.
I've been tired, but it's all good though. It's a good tire, not a bad tire. It's a good tire. For
yeah,
sure.
yeah, man. Especially when you grinding, man. You've been putting on, bro. Like for real, man. I don't know. A lot of people know, man. We was M2 crew over here at the Running Rebels, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know we used to work together, y'all.
Yes,
for
sir,
sure,
bro.
For
my dog been going crazy though, man. So everybody got a story, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So what's that moment? What was that moment? Because I seen it, bro. What was that moment we was like, man, this really made Bubs. Like, this is me right here.
Man, I think going to New York for show was a huge confidence boost. Because then when I was there, I could restart and I could find a new Bubs for it. Like, I even had a name change. I used to go by, like, Bubba back in high school. And then after that, I just was like, all right, I need something new. I need something cool.
Which hurt my feelings, by the way. I remember you told me, like, bro, I'm finna go to New York. You remember that day, dog? I was like,
yeah, I left for vacation to visit, bro. And it was fire. Like, I forgot how fire New York was. But then it's crazy because I tried to take another vacation. And I found myself kind of like, all right, this is not where I'm supposed to be at. Mind you, on the way there, that's when I first blew up. That's when my first viral video went crazy. It's like when I was on the plane to New York. So
Stop
I was trying
it.
To work. Trying to make videos and while I was supposed to be on vacation, I was actually working the whole time I was on vacation trying to make videos and think of stuff and I met some cool people from Florida.
So the grind don't stop, bro.
Grind don't, yeah.
Wow.
As soon as Sonny, shout out Sonny, by the way, he produced a Big Frank song. There it is. Hit 2 million views, I think, 2 days ago.
Wow. Shout out Big Frank, man. So, yeah, going crazy,
sure.
Man.
So, yeah, Sonny posted a video of me dancing, and I always dance. And when I was on the plane, I seen that it got, like, 300,000 likes. Like, what? Like, it was crazy because I was like, oh, it's blowing up. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then it got to 300,000 views. I'm like, all right, cool. That's crazy. But then it got to 300,000 likes. I'm like, all right, yeah, cuz.
Yeah, it was up, dog.
Yeah, cuz. So and after that, it was a wrap.
Yeah, it was a wrap, dog. It wasn't no looking back. So you ever look back and be like, sit back and be like, damn, bruh, I came from net.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, it's crazy because my circle now was totally changed. Like, I'm with Mondo, like, almost every day now. Like, I don't see any of my old friends. Like, not saying that it's, like, my life changed or anything, but just saying it is, like, just the way my life has been is literally turned on its head. Like it's, I don't see anybody I used to be with anymore because I'm working so much, because we have so many shows. Like,
right.
It got to a point where we was having a show every weekend.
Right.
And two shows a week.
And that, so, bro, that really happened overnight too, bro. Like, it was, like, it felt like it was overnight because I know you. You know what I'm saying?
It was. I was playing my part at the Rebels. Shout out Running Rebels, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I was playing my part, being behind the camera a lot.
Yeah.
And now, overnight is like I've switched to be like, yeah, in front of the camera all the time.
So where it is, man, you put the camera down, man.
Put
the camera down,
yeah,
man.
I miss it though, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
So that's a great segue to my next question. Uh-huh. So, because I was gonna ask you, what part of your grind do people sleep on the most?
That's a good question. Probably.
Cause, bro, you got a bag.
Yeah, finding out videos of what to do, like finding ideas of skits, finding ideas of what to do next. What's like, what's the next big thing that's gonna blow up? What's something that we could use? Like, I think the mental of it is the hardest part that people sleep on.
Correct,
like,
correct.
And also, like, to keep going, cause I be talking to Justin all the time. Like, yo, like, I'm tired. And that's why people give up and quit, is because they so tired. And
right.
I feel it. Like, I'm tired.
And,
like,
for those who don't know, bro, like, how deep this bag get mm-hmm. bro, like, tell them some of the stuff that you do, man. I know that, you know, they see you with the, you know, dancing and all kind of stuff, right. dog. But, like, I'm talking about the choreography, the skit, yeah, right? Plays, the...
Yeah, forgot. Yeah, I do that, too. So, yeah. Me and a good friend of mine, also a good dancer, a co-dancer of mine, her name is Serenity. We are award-winning choreographers for high school. Also, I work for the Bucks now. I got a day job, physically demanding day job. I'm a mover. I be moving stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it be keep me, you know what I'm saying? Keep me hockey a little bit. So I'm not mad at that much. But, I do that. I do the Bucks. I do shows with Mondo. I'm a official host of On What? Hashtag On What? We put on shows throughout the city, put on clubs around the city.
Give me a little bit about On What. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, for sure. So On What is started out with DJ Mondo. I think we started out with Element sadly shut down.
Let's put that mic a little closer to you too.
My fault.
Yeah, no, you got
Element sadly shut down. So now we are doing On What Thursdays at Room 7. I host that. We with DJ Resonate, DJ KB, and obviously DJ Mondo. And then I think we're bringing Babyface E November 23rd to the rave. We recently had, what is it, Q50, Bloodhound Q50 at the Miramar a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've seen that. Y'all turned that boy up. Yeah,
so it's just a whole motion. It's more like a movement than anything, really.
Man, so, bro, we kind of transitioned real quick from that East Coast thing, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because,
like,
man,
like you, it's like that reset was different. Like, you know what I'm saying? It meant a lot to you. So, like, tell me, like, how what's the difference between the East Coast compared to Milwaukee?
I think that's a question people ask me a lot. It's like, what's the difference between it? It is because, you know, East Coast in New York, it's like everybody can talk to everybody. Like, it's cool. Like, it's a huge city, and it's in a weird way, it's like a family over there. But in Milwaukee, everyone really stays to themselves, really. No one really like to, you know what I'm saying? People be wilding out, but not to the extent of how it is in New York. I remember in New York, like, I used to, like, run from the police and do all, like, almost got maced. Like, I almost got maced a couple of times, maybe twice, but
bro, like let me in find out you a high end, but
like it was crazy over there, and I think I needed that because I realized when I got to Milwaukee, it's like, all right, I need to relax, I need to chill out, I need to find God, which is what I did. So it's definitely a weird and crazy transition to have going from Milwaukee, where everyone stayed to themselves and no one is really supportive, to New York, where everything is open, like the world is yours.
So do you have to like kind of tell yourself like, no, nah, don't talk to nobody, don't talk to, no, like, just,
you talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, Milwaukee,
Milwaukee,
yeah,
because like you know what I'm saying, like,
when I first got back, I tried to
kinda,
bring kinda, that kinda New York,
censor yourself, that, like, kind of, like,
I tried to bring that New York love to Milwaukee, try to like be more open and be more vocal, be more yo, like, you know what I'm saying, be like that, but I realized that.
Niggas be like,
it's a little hard ass up, boy. Nah, shut your ass up. Ain't nobody trying to do that. I remember I went to a birthday party. Vic, shout out RB Vic. Yeah. I went to his birthday party. We went skating, and I was just talking to some of the boys, and it was like, yeah, it's like your whole personality is just New York now.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. Cause like once you go through what I went through, like, it's literally like a lot of shit that happened to me was so crazy where it's like, I can't, it's a part of me now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I just stayed there, went to school and went home and just did nothing. Like, I was outside.
Right.
Like, I was on top of cars.
Yeah. You was, dog.
Like, I was like, we was like wilding. Like, we was, it was so crazy. We was outside, man, like, every day, every night, nigga, we used to be outside from like 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. and then go to school in the morning at 9 a.m. So mind you, this the weekday.
Right.
Nigga, I'm telling you, like, it was wild.
Oh, so this shit you doing right now, bro. This ain't nothing then, bro.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I got a foul mouth. So like when I say anything, like, that's how I always was. I just be saying shit.
Right.
So coming here, I used to offend, like, especially with people I'm around now. Like, I hope I don't be offending them the way I do, but I be saying some wild ass shit.
Nah, bro, you cool, bro. But, hey, in case y'all just now tapping in, man, we kicking it with the kid Bubz, man. Man, we'll be right back at this commercial break. Yeah,
for sure.
Welcome to Sir Quentin Cinema, where the grind meets the big screen. We capture the hustle, the vision, the vibe. Lock in today. Call 414-378-9001. Sir Quentin Cinema. Shut up and hustle.
Shut up and hustle.
Being on Best of the Best TV means your story locked in forever. Sir Quentin know how to make you look official. And if you're watching and sharing, that's how you catch the ones really making noise.
I'm the best thing popping. Put me on your podcast. I'm going to be the main topic. Your whole city love you. Your swag really rocking. Gotta shut up and hustle. We ain't trying to hear no talking. Nah. Sir Quentin in the building. We doing this for the city. So if you need the latest new music, just get it with him. It's all love in the phone. And you know how this go. We the best of the best. We bout to bankroll.
Shut up and hustle.
Yep. In case y'all just now tapping in, damn it, we kicking it with Bubz, man. You feel me? Yep. Hey, so we was talking about New York, man. So you said you was doing some crazy shit, jumping on cars and shit and kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So what's the craziest thing you seen in Milwaukee? You was like, yeah. I mean, in New York, bro. I was like, yeah, bro, this city mad crazy, dog.
Nigga, the shit we was doing.
It
was some nasty shit. Literally, I was on a train and we was going from like a movie, and somebody was like, yo, I need somebody on the just hopped on the train, was like, yo, I need to use the bathroom. I'm like, nigga, why are you on here for? You go to the bathroom. You
went
in the train to use the bathroom, cuz started shitting on himself.
Oh,
that's not even the worst. Like, I've seen mad people shit on themselves, piss on themselves. Like, niggas was eating, niggas was pissed on themselves. Like, nigga. Blew the fuck out of me. I'm eating a damn bacon nigga cheese on a damn honey bun. Nigga, a damn cigarette flew in that shit while I'm eating it from the sky. Recorded the whole shit. I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, that's my last time in New York.
So it's raining cigarettes.
I'm blew the fuck out of me, what? Bro. Blew the fuck out of me.
Hold on, bro. You can't just move over. You eating a baconator on a honey bun,
bacon
nigga.
Bacon cheese, girl. Not a bacon.
A bacon nigga. What is it, dog?
A bacon nigga. A bacon egg and cheese. It's like
egg and cheese.
A bacon egg and cheese. Yeah.
Yo,
on a honey bun.
Yo, East Coast talking ass. On a honey bun, bro.
On a honey bun. It was my first time trying it. It's like, I ain't gonna lie, it made my heart hurt a little bit.
Bro, it was a heart attack, bro.
Yeah, damn near. I ain't gonna lie. It was damn near God being like, yeah, cuz nah.
bacon, egg, and cheese on the honey bun, bro.
It was great. It was sugary, but it was great.
Wait, who put you on to that shit, though?
TikTok.
Oh, my God.
TikTok,
bro.
Like usual. TikTok be putting me on. So,
duh.
Dangerous eats, but it was good, though.
Facts, though. Hey, so talk to me about working with Big Frank and DJ Mondo, bro. So, I was like, let's get to it, bro.
Man, Mondo.
So, like, how does Link Up happen, man?
Oh, by accident, actually. It's a good, crazy story. So, last year, April-ish, Mifflin, Wisconsin. It's like a big-ass block party in Madison, Wisconsin. I was there kicking it with my homegirl Serenity, like I brought up her up before. They had a performance at a high school, and the other dancer couldn't make it, so she needed like a person that to take her spot type.
Wow.
Thing. Yeah. So I was in town, I was like, fuck it, I could do it. His manager said, yeah, I popped up, and as soon as I came up, Mondo greeted me with open arms. He was hella cool, and did the show. He fucked my energy. We went out to eat after. We went out to Chiba Hut. Ate some food. I'm thinking like, oh, that's the last time I'm going to see that nigga. He hit me up. Got each other's Instagrams. And he hit me up talking about some like, yo, you down to do another show? I was like, shit. Hell yeah, I'm down to do another show. Hell yeah. So we did that. And then Mondo and Frank were already cool. Like they already like was performing with each other. And I think it was Summerfest. No, it was T-Pain Fest. Wisconsin Fest with T-Pain, Glorilla, and all them.
Yeah.
That I first performed with Big Frank. And I think it was me and Big Frank got cool because I posted his new song, There It Is, while I was in New York. And I was dancing with my friend's mom. And Big Frank saw it. He showed mad love. He was like, yo, send me your number. So now we cool now. And now we perform a lot more. And yeah.
Oh, that's so dope, bro.
So Mondo like my big brother, though. I love Mondo. He pissed me off like a big brother, and I piss him off like I'm his little brother. So
right.
It's really love at the end of the day.
Hey, you know it's love, bro. If y'all pissing each other off, man.
That's my dog, though. Yeah. That's my dog. That's a big brother for sure.
Facts. So just being around them, bro, just got to be mad, like motivating, dog. So,
oh, yeah. I'm around the right people for sure.
Yeah.
Like I love my team. Like the whole Mondo crew, man, it's like we one big family, and it's like I can't say how much I love them. Like I've been pissing them off and they piss me off too.
Right.
Like I said, it's like a one big family. So yeah.
Y'all all got like the same type of energy too, bro. You keep it a bug, dog.
Yeah.
So like what's just being around them, like what's one gem that they probably dropped on you that probably will stick with you for life?
Man, I think it's I can't say it's one thing. It has to be something that's continually growing. And that's just how to move and how to work and how to, especially Mondo. Mondo's been teaching me a lot about this business and how to interact with some people and how to, you know, make the right deals, shake the right hands, and make sure that I'm grounded. But also doing that and having fun.
Yeah.
I think having fun and being real to yourself and I don't know, man. It's just a whole bunch. Like,
no,
I can't say it's just one gem, but it's
no,
like
but that's a gem though thing. Within itself because people do forget that aspect to have fun
have
while you're doing
bro.
It, man. Because you can burn out real quick, bro. You can burn out real quick.
Yeah.
Give me a behind the scenes story that y'all saw but the fans never saw.
Let me think. I'm trying to think. I'm gonna try. Let's go to Summerfest. Let's go to Summerfest. I think that was my favorite show, by the way.
Yeah.
So we try to make sure everybody is good. And we some really cool people. Make sure everyone is accounted for. Make sure everybody feels special. But this is more like a Mondo issue than me personally. But Mondo cool with everybody in the city. So
thanks.
What Mondo is going to try to do is, if you call him, he going to make sure you straight. But the thing is, Mondo's so cool with everybody, and Mondo's so, you know, saying happy and so like, you know, I got you. Where everyone was blowing up his phone during Summerfest, and we were supposed to go on, and he's like, yeah, I got you. And it was so many people hitting him up at one time to where it was stressing them out, stressing us out. But everyone got in, everyone got cool, and it was a great show. So I think the main thing, this is a recurring thing, is that we make sure everyone is cool, make sure everyone is straight, and that we put on a good show. So. Just making sure that everyone is cool, make sure everyone's straight. That's what behind the scenes is.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because you can see, bro, once y'all go on, it's like, yeah. it's the fam on there, yeah, dog.
Yeah, but yeah, we working behind the scenes to make sure everyone's straight. So if you miss it, if we don't text back, trust me, it's in our best effort to try to hit y'all and do the best we can with, you know what I'm saying, everything that's going on, so.
That
sorry
part
in advance, but yeah, we got y'all. We got y'all. We love y'all.
So you around a lot of people though. Like y'all, man, y'all, yeah. It's a lot, bro. Y'all all care have a common interest.
Yeah.
So what separates your lane from everybody else
in
moving right now?
In the group?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we all have the same. Just trying to make it. Honestly, I think we all trying to have the same goal. Just trying to make it. Trying to make our name for ourselves. Trying to make sure that we. Not only known in Milwaukee, but the Midwest, and not only known in the Midwest, but hopefully grow out to like a national standpoint, a household name in America.
Yeah.
Hopefully we be able to, you know, make an impact, make a change, and make sure everyone is good. Like not only in Milwaukee, but in Chicago, Minneapolis, and in Houston, Atlanta, all that. So I think we all have the same goals for sure.
Yeah. What separates you though?
Separates me? I would say my energy, but my friend Ken got that on lock. Ken is crazier than me. Shout out Ken though. But I think what separates me is I think for the longest it was me being one of the only boy dancers for a while. At first it was super intimidating because I felt like for a while it was like, okay, I have eyes on me and what am I supposed to do? Like what type of dance am I supposed to do? Because I have three girls up here doing all this and you know what I'm saying? Being sexy, well, I'm just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy to just think that I could go on. But now I have the confidence now. So me being the only boy is like, I think of it as a strength other than something that can hinder me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So being the
only boy. Yeah, because it's a lot of hate, though, like in the city. I can't say.
Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't even consider it hate. I would just say the lack of knowledge or the not how to do it or something like that. Because, like, the people frown upon male dancers and Milwaukee dancers and men. They like, it's a name for it, man. But, I don't, like, so what's your take on that, man?
I think being where I'm at now, I think it's not really much because I don't think it's really much hate more than just not knowing.
Right.
And not being aware of what's going on and not being aware of what's good around you. Like, look at Steven Stoner. Like, he's a dancer, right?
Yeah.
He'd be on stage. We'd be on the stage with him. He'd be dancing. And people be calling him whatever they want to call him back
correct.
In the day. It's like, once you realize that that's what is helping his career, then you're going to be like, okay, that's fire.
Right.
Like, the views he's getting from doing something that no one else does. Is amazing. Like that's
and that's business 101 though.
Right.
Like that's what differentiates you from somebody on the street
exactly.
not making no money is the person that's actually doing
it. Exactly. So he like him being the only like he created the whole like the dances. He created this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if he didn't create it, then he really blew it up. And that's what is he's making Milwaukee too. Like it's crazy. So
shout out Steve the Stoner. So,
shout out Steve the Stoner, it's like for the hate thing, people just don't know. I feel like this is like you don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta understand it.
Yeah,
you gotta
be
in it to understand it. So that's why I feel like hate don't really mean nothing to me anymore.
Right.
Like hate isn't a thing to me.
Gotta you shake up on that, man.
Cause like, oh, speaking of the whole Tommy thing, like I was getting hate when Tommy blew up and Sonny would post a video of me. And I would get like, oh, where's Tommy at? It's like at first it would affect me. Cause
right.
it was like, well, I'm a person too. Like I'm dancing too. Like I'm part of it too.
Yeah.
But then I realized it don't matter what people think because people still gonna see me.
And
they're
not
gonna hate me to my face.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's gonna hate you to your face.
Oh, no, yeah,
they
no.
They're gonna ask
It'd
for a
sad.
Picture. They're gonna do this. They're gonna do that. Ain't nobody gonna hate you to your face. They might hate you on social media, but nobody gonna hate you to your face. And that's a fact.
Yeah, I know. I hit you up like, man, where dog at?
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
It wasn't on like where Tommy at. Fuck Bubs, but yeah, it's like, nah, man, nah, if I can nah. get it, like,
I get that a lot though. Yeah. Fuck Bubs, and it's a joke though. We laugh about it. It's nothing. I don't take it too hard.
It's nothing. It's how it is.
So.
Right.
I love Tommy though. Tommy cool as hell. That's man, my boy.
Facts, man. Y'all turning Tommy. This bitch up, man. In case y'all just now tapping in, man, we kicking it with the homie Bubs, man. Y'all stay right, stay locked in, man. We got this commercial break coming up. Yeah.
Being on Best of the Best TV means your story locked in forever. Sir Quentin know how to make you look official. And if you're watching and sharing, that's how you catch the ones really making noise.
I'm the best thing popping. Put me on your podcast. I'm going to be the main topic. Your whole city love you. Your swag really rocking. Gotta shut up and hustle. We ain't trying to hear no talking. Nah, nah. Sir Quentin in the building. We doing this for the city. So if you need the latest new music, just get it with you. It's all
clutter piling up? Need a fresh start? And you want someone you can trust. Let the Queens of Clean take care of it all. Queens Organize Things, Inc. We don't just clean. We connect with our clients, tailoring every service to fit your unique needs. Basic cleaning services start at just $40 an hour. Need more? We do it all, from home, office, and commercial spaces to event cleanup and remodeling to create a beautiful space. Our organizing services start at $60 an hour. Call or email us today to book your appointment now. Queens Organize Things, where clean meets calm, turn your chaos into order, and giving you back some time.
Yeah, thank y'all for still tapping in, man. We kicking it with Buzz, damn it. Yeah. Hey, man, this one of the hardest working men in the city, man. We talking behind the scenes, man. Like, bro, if you ever seen this man TikTok, his Instagram, his what else you got? But YouTube, plug in YouTube, man.
That's where all our behind the scenes at. That's all you're gonna see. All the
this man
at.
Goes out like three times in the night, bro, and then wake up, and then you will see it done all over again, bro. Yeah, and then you just said you got a job, bro. You got me.
I got three,
bro.
I got one is the shit that you see me on Instagram doing. And another one is the moving job and then the Bucks. So
that's too much, bro. That's three much, duh.
I'll be tired, man. I mean, me and Justin be talking, saying like, yo, I be getting sleep but no rest. Like it's like, man, I be waking up just tired. How you gonna wake up tired? It don't even make sense. Waking up tired.
Y'all say, yeah,
I'm tired of being tired.
Hey, I be telling giving myself this excuse. I be like, well, as long as I'm capable of doing it.
Yeah, word.
You gotta tell yourself them little aberrations, bro.
But the thing is, Mondo put me on game. He was like, stop using the word tired, because tired is something that you can't fix. Say you sleepy, because you can fix that with sleep. Tired is just something where it's like,
yeah, you tricking yourself.
That's more than physical. That's spiritual. But sleepy is like, that's something physically you can achieve. So
I needed that today.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, Mondo a guru with all that. Like, he been doing this since professionally 2016. So we been doing this 10 years now. So he's a great brother to have.
Oh, that sounds like the motivation. So speaking of platforms, when people see your platform, what is something that you want them to walk away like with, like them gems, them admirations?
Man,
like.
They can do it themselves too. Like they can. Like I ain't gonna lie. It feels like just yesterday I was with a camera in my hands, like recording other people do the stuff I'm doing. And
now green light, bro.
Like I'm saying, like now it's just like everything switched, and it happens so fast, and I'm growing so fast to the point where it's like, man, it's crazy to think that people watching this right now can't do it themselves. Like, it's like the world is yours. Like, just do it.
So let me ask you that, dog, because I'm feeling some type of way about you putting that camera down, damn it. Because listen, I got the camera in my hand and I'm still in front of the camera, damn it. So is that what you telling yourself? Like, man, listen, if I pick that camera up, I'm going all in with that, bro. So let me put this motherfucker down,
for sure.
Bro.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I got people that love picking the camera up and taking pictures and stuff. So yeah. We got a team that we have our own separate people that do that for us.
Now, okay.
Would I ever pick it up again? Yeah. But do I love it? Nah. Like, it's one of those things where it's like it was a segue for me to where I'm at now. So even now I'm still growing. Like a lot of my friends call me famous. I don't like when people call me famous. I'm not famous, y'all. I'm just well known ish, kinda.
Yeah,
growing. But I mean, I like what I'm doing now.
What you mean by what's your beef with fame? Like what's like why you don't? Because
I don't feel like fame is like fame though. Like fame is like Kanye, Jay-Z, Beyonce. I'm popular.
The world know your name.
I don't feel like I don't deserve that yet. I don't deserve that unless I can go outside and people recognize me off rip. Like there's people that do recognize me off rip when I go to Chick-fil-A and go to Goodwill and stuff like that. Get clothes. Go to the mall. But it's not to the point where I deserve to be called famous. And that's just something that can be dangerous to call yourself and egotistical and prideful. So I try to stay away from that and try to be as humble as I can and try to know my place. Because if I know my place, then I know where I can go from.
Right.
Instead of just saying, like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. I ain't that. And people don't like that. A lot of people don't like that. That's bad. That's a bad image to have.
So let me ask you this then. So who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for you? You doing it for the next generation? You doing it for the culture?
Man, who am I doing this for? Obviously, one, I'm doing this for... Who am I doing this for? I lost the plot. God. let's get it straight. God.
He said,
God
thank you,
first.
God, for giving me these abilities.
Yeah, right. That's the enemy trying to come in and try to destroy what I got. God first for short. Doing this for everyone that believed in me. That's a big one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Everyone that believed in me, everyone that supported me, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of people that supported and loved me and knew I was going to be something.
Yeah.
And to get the feedback that they're giving me is like, yo, I expected this out of you. Like, I'm proud of you.
Look, mama, I made it.
Literally, like, and it's like, it's crazy because I got friends that's like, oh, I ain't gonna treat you no different because I knew this would happen.
That's cold. Yeah, that's cold.
Like, I got people that I see from like high school saying like, yo, what up? Yeah. I see you been popping now. I knew that was gonna be you. Like, it's
you definitely command the room, bro. Especially when we was at the Brown Deer, you dig, bro?
Oh, yeah.
The love you get is like, stop playing, man.
Yeah,
hey, in case y'all just not tapping in, man, we kicking it with Bubs, man. And you already know on Best of the Best, man, we got our word segment. Can my lovely co-host pass me the words?
We got
spin
a word?
Wheel?
We got a segment?
Yeah.
Spin wheel.
Is he trying to beat me up over here?
We got a game. All right,
so how this works is we call this the word game, the best of the best word game. So what we do is you spin the wheel. What you do is spin the wheel.
Uh-huh.
Every time it lands on a word, you tell me the significance of this word and what it means to you.
All right,
let's get that first spin.
What did I say? Fashion?
Oh, Lord. We had to land on that with this guy.
Fashion. You see it? Hold on. I got snow pants on. What month is it? It's fall. I got snow pants
on. Oh, don't worry about that. It'll catch up in post, bro. This camera switch. You got the snow. Oh, yeah. You got the drip series, bro.
I got snow pants on in fall time. That's how you know. I wear snow pants in summertime. But nah. Fashion, I feel like if you spend over like $200 on like three things, you're a bozo. But nah, I'm going to be real. I don't like spending money on stuff. I don't like... I'm cheap, cuz I'm gonna be real with you. Like, everything I get is from the Goodwill.
Yeah. Hey, I seen the interview with Wale. Uh-huh. And Wale said he was collecting sneakers since he was like 16, right?
Yeah.
And the man said that he was like, I don't even do that no more. He said, it's played out.
Right.
Dog said, I'll go to the clearance rack. He said, I'm the one to grab them. I want the shoes that ain't nobody else got now.
Exactly.
That's the real flex.
Yeah, because it's like, I think everybody either shop rich or shop broke.
Yep.
No one shop in between.
Ain't no in between, like, yeah.
Because I remember back in the day, niggas used to go to Route 21 and H&M, listen, and that's like the middle ground.
What?
Now niggas going to Hype Boys.
Yeah.
I ain't going to no Hype Boys.
It's Sasky.
Sasky. Keep my ass at Goodwill and our shout out Nicole, our costumer and stuff like that. She gets us all ready for the shows. Like, she's been a huge help. She's been showing me how to sew my own clothes, and she made my ideas come true from this past show we had, and you know, having someone like her where I can learn how to make my own clothes. Yeah, it's a wrap. I'm paying $6 every time I go out.
Yeah, and you getting all that because you was in school for the arts what did you go to school for?
Acting and film.
So, and that's all around. That's all around
especially
you.
In New York, it was Fashion Week. It was crazy. Man, they had super duper drip.
Hey, shout out to A&R, man. This show will be on the A&R app on Roku too, man. Like they big on the Fashion Week.
For real?
Yeah, they big on Fashion Week, man. Fashion Week is crazy. All right, man. I ain't gonna hold you. Let's get that second spin, boy.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, you man, this wheel kind of trying to rock at you,
look. Art, man. Look, I love art. I think everything is art, man. I feel like everything is art. Love is art. The way we express ourselves is art. Art is a beautiful thing, and what we do, what you do, what everyone does is art. If you love it, then it's an art form. If it can help express yourself, it's an art form. Yeah. So, I think that's what I think on art.
That's true. Let's go to third one, man.
Yeah, well, I think you don't know what art is. Man. I mean, I don't know.
A lot of people don't got no art about them, though. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to say to that?
They just need to find themselves first. You find yourself, you're going to find the art within yourself.
Listen, I'm putting that on the shirt, dog.
Come on now.
Oh, God. And we're selling it in the Goodwill. So it's affordable.
Nah, word.
All right, what we got?
Hustle. Yeah, doing too much hustling.
he like, man, I don't want to hear that shit no more.
Hear that. I got something I got to go to after this. Hustling is something to where you have to have people in your corner that's going to keep you hustling.
Yeah.
If you rely on yourself, you're going to get burnt out. If you rely on yourself, you're going to lose the love. If you rely on yourself, you're going to find yourself in a corner. So that's why you got to have people in your corner, people in your circle, right? So I have a great team. I love everybody in my team. They're friends to me. They're family to me. I love my girlfriend. She's not my girlfriend yet, but I'm going to call her that because hopefully by the time this comes out, she's going
to
be my girlfriend.
Right. I need a pad to go, oh.
But, you know, she's been really helpful, and she's been really and Justin, too, shout out. Justin, my current man / my manager.
Shout out Justin back behind the scenes, boy.
He's been really helpful. They've been really helpful. Because without them, I think I probably would have been stopped.
Yeah.
That's real. I think I would have been stopped with the content. I would have been stopped because it gets so tiring to a point where it's like, man, I'm tired, bro.
Yeah. No, you're not. Remember, you just told me.
I'm sleepy, bro. I'm sleepy as hell, right? I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
But it's getting better now. I see it working. We came up with a plan recently to like, okay, how can we do this and still have the energy to go out?
Yeah.
How can we do this and how can we make this content? Because I think we need to drop like 17 videos a week.
Oh, that's easy with you, dog. Yeah, that's easy with you. Yeah. So y'all catching up on the algorithm. Y'all on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Like dropping at 10 a.m., dropping their video at 10 a.m., and then watching it grow and then, you know, go out, host on what Thursdays at Room 7 every Thursday.
So 17 video. Hey, get your plug on real quick. Every Thursday.
So word. But yeah, no, it's valid. It's cool. But hustle, you gotta have a brain for it. You gotta have a mind for it. And you have a team
I'm so glad that hustle was the last word, though, because that's a segue to shut up and hustle. I got you some merch. Can you grab that for me back there hanging up?
Got me some merch.
I'm behind there.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, man. I ain't gonna lie, I might have to rock that for a show. I've been looking for some brand deals.
You look like about a medium, right?
Yeah, I could rock a medium for shows.
Or is it a small?
It's a medium.
I had to get you to shut up and hustle, dog.
Yo, get the camera. Oh, I'm gonna get this camera. Oh, there it is, right here.
There it is. Boom. Right. Look, I see what you did with the there it is.
You know what I'm saying? There it is.
Yeah, we got it in post. It's recording.
Yeah,
so,
I'm gonna put this right here, though. That's fire. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You epitome of that, though, man. Like, you don't see you doing all that talking and blah, blah. Blah, blah, you know what I'm saying, and you the epitome of that, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. I appreciate that, man. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, make sure we straight. And nigga just left his own podcast. Oh. Yeah, he left his own podcast. I'm like, where did nigga go? He said, all right.
He said, I did the cameras off. Who's that that left his own podcast? I mean, left the podcast.
Bullshit podcast.
Rick Ross when he got up and walked away. Yeah, walked out, bro. But yeah, nah. Man. Yeah, but that's the epitome of you the epitome of hustle, bro. You don't see you doing a lot of talking, man. You know what I'm saying? You get right to it. You know what I'm saying? And you just you let the content speak. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that that's what you learn. And I'm not sure if they taught you this in film school, but they taught me in film school. They call it the press play first industry. Mm-hmm. So they say don't come to class trying to explain anything. Like my dog ate my homework. You can't do that in film. You can't say like I left my laptop here or something like that. They want you to come to class and press play and show what you edited, show what you did. It's a press and that you could tether that to the music industry. You could tether that to any business.
Exactly.
If you could tether that to basketball, I tell the youth a lot. You can't go in the gym and shoot up 1,000 jump shots and come home and be like, man, I was hooping. I hit 1,000 jump shots. How can I see that? How does that translate? How can you can't prove that.
Right.
It's the day and age of cameras. You gotta show me that you hit 1,000 jump shots, man.
Exactly.
Definitely, man.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, yeah, people, there's a lot of videos that we haven't dropped too.
Wow.
A lot of videos that we hadn't even dropped and a lot of ideas that we hadn't even shot yet. So we got some stuff brewing for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like we gotta figure out days and when we can drop, what days are the best to drop. Cause like I said, we still growing. Like I'm nowhere near where I want to be at.
Right.
And when it does get there, how can we keep going?
Yeah.
Cause once it's always okay, I made it.
Yeah. It's a ceiling,
but
yeah,
you gotta keep going.
You gotta keep going. Yeah, it's the start from there, though.
You can't just stop when you make it.
Cause
then it's like, you ain't made it yet.
Yeah.
You made
it,
but you fell off.
In your mind, you made it. Like,
yeah,
to everybody else, is somebody who won't know who you are yet,
boom.
Man.
Boom. Tomatoes.
Yeah. So, all right. So that was the word games, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. From best to the best.
Word game.
Yeah.
Word game. That was the best game.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
the best words too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got, man, the words, they signify
yeah,
you, bro.
Word.
Yeah,
I got the best words.
So,
sure.
So, all right. So this one I got to ask you, dog.
Uh-huh.
So what's one thing that you will bring back to the game that is missing now?
Mm.
Think about it.
I think I was just talking about this. I think what Milwaukee needs back is just, well, I ain't gonna lie. I think we still got it. Like, I feel like we known for being goofy.
Yeah.
Like, we known for not taking nothing. We're like we just look at Steve the Stoner again. Like,
yeah.
I don't wanna say goofy, but.
Yeah,
be funny. Like, we just a funny city to
right.
live in. But I also think that we need to bring back.
No, I feel what you're saying though. Like it did used to be goofy is kind of crazy, but like it is goofy though. So like it's like
when
man,
I read
like,
comments, be like Milwaukee is goofy. Yeah. Milwaukee is stupid. Milwaukee,
yeah. Yeah, niggas, bro, like. You don't know unless you live here, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta, yeah.
Niggas real, bro. We dog, we talk about each other, bro, and that shit be fucking funny, dog. Like, and but at the same token, we love each other, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We promote each other, bro.
Right,
like,
right.
Nigga could be, you could be making, getting a million views, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and your mans would be like, bro, oh, dog, think he the shit because he got a million, bro, with his bum ass.
Yeah, I think we doing way better than that. I think that's something that we don't need to bring back. I think that's something where, because, like, I think, back in the day, Milwaukee used to be super duper filled with like hate and just like, oh nigga, you ain't gonna be shit.
There. Right.
But now it's like everywhere I turn, at least for me, like it's mad support, mad love.
Yeah.
It's growing into that.
Damn.
And it's crazy.
Motherfucker told you that before, bro. Oh, we would have to fight, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Bro, you ain't never gonna be shit, bro.
Nah, nigga ain't never talk. Yeah, niggas told me that. No, niggas ain't tell me.
Oh
that.
Yeah,
nah,
we would have to throw those sticks. We gotta throw those sticks.
Niggas ain't never told me I wasn't gonna be shit. Niggas told me I was gonna be an asshole, but nigga ain't tell me I ain't gonna be shit.
Damn,
I'm gonna be more than some shit.
Ouch.
More than some.
Hey, you see me trying to think about that?
I gotta be more than shit.
Hey, so what's next for Bubz, dog? Like, tell me, like, what's next? Because you got the world at your. With your fingertips, bro. Like, you could
getting there.
You know what I'm saying?
what's next?
Yeah.
What is next, cuz? We got Babyface E coming up. Are you talking about in general?
Yeah.
Oh, growing a bigger following, impacting more of America.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it, bro.
Just being more impactful. Right. Getting a bigger following.
What do you intend to do with the what do you intend to do with this following that you
make people laugh? Yeah. I like making people laugh, bro. I think that's my shit right there.
Yeah.
People
good. The world do need more laughter, man. Right.
Like I feel like my best videos were just me like acting a fool on social media.
Right.
Or something like that, or just like my most viral video got like 11 mil, and it's just me bullshitting.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Me and Mondo bullshitting, and it was just a authentic moment, and it just turned into something else. And I think if you keep having those authentic moments, if we keep having those authentic moments, then it's just gonna blossom into something more. And with that comes more authentic moments with people that are watching it.
So, yeah.
Nothing is fake with us. Everything is real.
No,
nothing is real. Nothing is ever going to be like, oh, yeah, let's set up this shot.
Right.
Nah, it's going to be, everything is going to be real. Everything is going to be
authentic.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, facts.
You know, you show authenticity, niggas going to end up being authentic. Yeah. Themselves. So, yeah. You know.
Well, keep making the world laugh, man. Again, thank you for coming to the show, dog, man.
Love,
hey,
man,
you mentioned your platform a lot, man. Tell motherfuckers where to find you at.
Oh, yeah. Big Bubs in this bitch. Nah, I'm playing.
Not the little.
Not the little one. Mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram. Follow me at _BVBBZ _. I'm going to say it again because people like to get lost.
Yeah.
At _BVBBZ _. And then YouTube is BVBBZ.
Why you put the V in there, bro?
Because it looked cool. It looked cool.
My nigga's so cool. Original, dog.
Nah, it looked cool. I ain't gonna lie. The Z, I was a bozo. I was corny. I was like, yeah, man, I can't just say Bubs with an S.
Yeah.
That's your ass. I'm gonna put a Z on that
motherfucker. Put the Z on that motherfucker, bro. I'm putting the V right after the B, dog.
V right after the B. Yeah, nigga be like, how you spell your name?
Hey,
I'll be like, fuck
it. I swear to God, bro, I never forget how to look your shit up, neither, bro. I make sure I put the V right after that shit, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Wait, hold on, real quick. Shout out Big Frank, because the first time this nigga tried spelling my name, fucked it up. Nigga put an X in that bitch. He was like, yeah, shout out BX. Which one was it? Z after the B? Shit, can't remember. One of them hoes. BVX fucking G in that motherfucker.
He got to throw other.
Nigga added nobody. Nigga tagged nobody. Shout out Big Frank.
Oh, though. That's my big brother. Too, though.
Yeah, had an ad sign. Shout out. Fuck it. Nigga just started typing shit.
No, I got that.
Started typing shit that looked like my name and shit. And shit.
He just hoped some shit was gonna pop up, man. Hey, yo,
he
man.
Said, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Said, fuck it. Nothing popping up.
Fuck it, dog.
They know who I'm talking about.
Fuck it, dog. Hey, bro, you gotta hit him with that shit first.
I got which camera going?
Hit your microphone so we can switch to
you. Oh, shit. Where's the switch? Switch, nigga. Oh, this shit. You better hit it. Then. Hey, that's God telling you to hit
camera,
it.
Hit camera 3 over there on that. So you see the number. Press 3 over there.
Shit.
No, over there on that black box.
Thing,
yeah, you see like, 3. There we go. There we go. Fuck him up real quick. Yeah, man. Yeah, appreciate you for sliding, dog. It was a pleasure, dog. Dog, I miss you over here, dog, man. It was number last, dog. For real. For real. But yeah, facts, man. You already know what time it is, man. Kicking it with Bubs, man. And you already know what time it is. Shut up and hustle. We out.
Bam.
You ain't check my resume. I'm the best thing popping. Put me on your podcast. I'ma be the main topic. Your whole city love you. Your swag really rocking. Gotta shut up and hustle. We ain't trying to hear no talking. Nah. Start queen in the building. We doing this for the city. So if you need the latest new music, just get it with me. It's all love in the phone. And you know how this go. We the best of the best. We bout to bankroll. Put your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city? Tune in. So get your cameras out and zoom in. You want the hottest in the city, tune in. Got them angles, brothers, haters, they watching all that they move. Got them Midwest legends, connections, and good food. One following on the gram, they tryna do what we do. We can only be one, we ain't never number two. They gon' pocket watch and copy.
Best of the best entertainment presents. Your feature presentation. What up, Milwaukee?